First of all, my theory in divorce law, even if I'm representing a client, I go for fairness, you know, not to just take advantage, not to just get the, you know, everything you can get and fight for everything, but to look at the whole picture. And luckily in divorce law, the case law and sometimes the statutes are very well developed. So you kind of know how it's supposed to end up. So you don't have to fight so much. You can just kind of let it go the way it's supposed to end up. And that's good because the cases are based on a judge's analysis of real life situations, and they basically answer what's fair and equitable. And that's what you want to get to. So I found a lot of satisfaction in doing divorce law and doing it so people, it helped people rather than hurt people. And then I started getting prenuptial agreement work, and it was representation where there'd be another attorney on the other side, and they were just awful. The anguish that the clients felt, these are people that loved each other, wanted to get married, and then all of a sudden, the attorneys are supposed to be fighting about money where somebody is basically taking away marital rights, and just at the point where you're getting married. And so after doing that for a while, I thought there has to be a better way. And I wrote an article, I think it was in 2008, that kind of went viral. It was called 10 Things I Hate About Prenuptial Agreements. Because I'm a lawyer and I wrote it, and I started getting more and more cases. So I started getting more experience and more knowledge. And then finally I wrote that book. And, you know, basically I am an anti-prenup lawyer. I think that it should be avoided if possible. I think in general for first marriages, it's not good. Sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's necessary in first marriages, but usually not. It can be quite harmful, not only in the way it's negotiated, but the terms, which can fester.